Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Taxman collected a record 128 billion euro last year, buoyed by a very robust income tax and continued strong corporation tax. Even more heartening for the government, who will spend this money on our behalf. The revenue commissioners say compliance was up to 98%, but not in all cases, as we will discuss. But there have been complaints about the new real-time reporting for companies, which place a huge red tape burden on small businesses. Niall Cody is the chair of the revenue commissioners and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Niall.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with this story in the Irish Independent, which is gleaned from your own report out yesterday afternoon, suggesting that as many as a third of the cigarettes consumed in this country are not stamped or not taxed, illegal?
Joe, we published our annual report yesterday, and along with our annual report, we published a whole series of research papers. And Ipsos MBRI have been conducting research for us and the HSE Office for Tobacco Control since 2009. So they do a very comprehensive research program for us. And in that research, which we published yesterday, it showed that 19% of tobacco that they surveyed was illegal. And 15% was legal but imported from another country, coming back from your holidays or whatever, duty paid. We've been conducting this research since 2009, and 19% is the highest figure. I tend to compare figures with 2019 rather than last year or the year before,
pre-COVID.
Because pre-COVID. In 2019, the figure was 15% for illegal. It's 19%.
So it's going in the wrong direction. And what can revenue do apart from all the raids that you... I mean, you have a fleet, you have a suite... I don't know, what is the collective noun for dogs? You've got a lot of dogs sniffing around airports and ports.
A flock.
I don't know what the collective noun is. You've got quite a few dogs who can smell cigarettes, you tell me.
Yeah, we have dog customs dog teams. We have 26 and they're highly trained. They're excellent for detecting drugs, tobacco and cash.
So they can smell money.
They can smell money. I wonder whether we could use them for other purposes.
But, I can think of other
this,
uses. Yeah.
This is cash being brought out to the ports and airports. So last year we seized over 300 million euros worth of drugs and over 60 million euros worth of cigarettes.
But quite a bit must be falling through the cracks.
Like, if you go down to Dublin Port or you go to Rosslare Port and you see the level of containers that come through the port every day. So concealment, partial loads, and then on both drugs and cigarettes also coming through the airports and ferry passengers. So we have teams active, intelligence led. Like, obviously last year was the record drug detection, and we all remember the
boat,
the ship, the MV Matthew in Cork, and the Army Rangers who for a day were customs officials. And so it's a constant challenge. It requires intelligence and it requires international cooperation. We have cooperation with Interpol, Europol, OLAF in the EU, and then really strong cooperation with An Garda Síochána, the Army and Navy, and in the Joint Agency Task Force, and our colleagues in HMRC in the UK and in Europe.
The 19% means that Irish taxpayers are deprived of income, which could be spent on much better things. Tell us about the progress on the real-time expenses deduction. This is a new initiative from the Revenue Commissioners. A lot of the people that come on this program are complaining about the additional burden it places on small companies.
The real-time reporting is kind of a subset of our POA modernisation that came in 2019, which integrated payroll reporting and the tax reporting with the ordinary payroll system. I remember in 2019 when we brought it in the run-up to the 1st of January 2019, I heard a lot of the same complaints about POA modernisation. We would not have had the COVID subsidy, wage subsidy schemes if we didn't have real-time reporting. And the reality is the trend, and we'll see it over the next few years with VAT modernisation, what we're trying to do is integrate tax reporting with the ordinary business process. So what we would say for expenses reporting, you have a requirement to establish whether an expense is taxable or not taxable before you pay it. So you have to know this to do it right. And the reporting follows from that. Yesterday, I was looking at the statistics. 33,000 employers have reported under the ERR, and it hasn't caused the end of their businesses. We have over 300 million reported through the ERR system since the 1st of January. And what we've done with that, like we do with all introduction to new systems, for the first year, what we try and do is give support and help. And our colleagues have conducted webinars recently. I think in the last week there was a webinar around the ERR in which 1,000 people attended remotely to hear about the system. And our website, www.revenue.ie, has comprehensive support. And one of the things we've gone into to recently, and I was actually looking at it yesterday, is we have these little videos to support people do something. I was looking at the video on the debt warehousing system, what you have to do now to finalise the debt warehousing system.
Well, you bring me automatically onto the next subject, which is debt warehousing. Again, quite a few people didn't pay VAT during lockdowns and all that. They were allowed to store it up, but now they need to equalise their affairs. Quite a few companies in the hospitality sector have been complaining, and I'm sure you know this, that if they have to cough up so much money in one go, it will push them out of business.
Yeah, the debt warehousing is the last part of the COVID support schemes. During COVID, we were responsible for the wage subsidy schemes, business support schemes. We paid out over 10 billion over a couple of years of COVID. And the last scheme was the debt warehousing scheme, which allowed businesses retain the tax they collected from their employees in POE and PRSI and VAT from their customers, and to keep that as to help them finance their way through the through COVID. At its peak, there was 3.2 billion euro in the warehouse. The start of this week, it was down to 1.5 billion.
So it's halved.
It's halved. And the minister announced in February that he was reducing the 3% interest to zero interest. So the 1st of May becomes the key date. By the 1st of May, you have had to engage with us about agreeing a payment plan. Mm. We're very flexible on the payment plan.
But you need to start the conversation.
You start need to engage.
But do you still find people are afraid to engage with the tax man?
I don't think so. Like kind of, we have always had this idea, if people come to us, we're interested in businesses staying in business. Mm. We're interested in employees staying employed, because that's how tax gets paid. Yeah. The last thing we need. So if people have meaningful engagement with us, they'll find us pragmatic and practical. That's kind of the two P's that we work on.
And does that mean basically these companies, and it's usually smaller companies that are afraid to engage with the taxman, should pick up the phone or at least start an email conversation with their tax officer?
We have set out in that little video is really interesting because it sets out what you need to do. It is nearly a self-application system. If you have a liability under 50,000, go online and put forward your proposals to us. If you have a liability still over 50,000, we look for supporting documentation, because effectively what we're doing here is we're operating a loan book for 1.5 billion. I never thought that at this stage of my career that I'd be involved in managing a loan book. And I really want to call out the team that we have working in our debt management units are managing kind of this debt portfolio that is not kind of, they would never have thought they'd have to do this. Obviously, they're very busy. The phone lines are busy. We're actually, because it's been really busy, the step up in the last few days is the normal approach that happens. Every tax deadline, we're busy. So we're actually opening our phone line tomorrow morning in addition to the
morning.
On a Saturday morning. But I'd be very confident that by the middle of May, we'll have a very good story to tell, because what we'll have is people who'll be in the process of engaging with us, they'll have put forward proposals. A lot of them will be finalised, a lot of them finalised automatically, and we'll be engaging back with people over the next couple of weeks.
Very, very briefly, the vacant homes tax is reportedly costing you more to run than it is in what you earns.
I don't know who's reporting this because right. it's not true. It's not costing us more, but the vacant homes tax was never about raising money. But it's not raising much money, but it's not about raising money. It's about changing behaviour.
Okay. Niall Cody, thank you very much for coming in. That's Niall Cody, the chair of the
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.